Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Taylor Jones Podcast. In today's episode, I keep it really short, straight to the point. Why being lost is not your problem. It's short and to the short, sweet to the point. Guys, if you enjoy the podcast, please don't forget to drop me a like on Apple iTunes podcast and leave a 5-star review. Thanks so much and enjoy. Dun 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 dun. Guys, it's a late one tonight. It's a late one. It's like 11:31 p.m. here. But hey, when you're committed, the creativity comes. Okay, so putting out the content for you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What day is today? It's Friday. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Hope you guys had a great week filled with productivity, filled with wins, filled with great lessons. We're going to get right into it. So today I want to talk about, so for a lot of the ideas, a lot of the creative juices that I get flowing, the ideas and the things that I want to talk about are drawn from either the relationships that I have with people in my life, experiences that I've been through, and that, or such. So something that's really been on my mind lately is this idea of, first off, growing up is not easy. Growing up is not an easy thing to do. It's, you shouldn't expect it to be easy. Okay. It's really in the struggle and the difficulty of navigating your path and figuring that out that you can pull meaning from that. And it becomes meaningful if you can find it. But one of the things I want to talk about is that I think the biggest mistake that people make, how do I say this? I feel like that's not the best way to say it. The problem is not being lost, right? Like if you tune in online nowadays, you hear a lot of people talking about, oh, I feel like I'm lost. I feel like I, what's my purpose? Am I living my purpose? How do I find my purpose? And all of this airy fairy bullshit. And I don't want to call it bullshit, but it's missing the mark in a sense. So what I'm getting at is this. It's not a bad thing to raise your hand and say, you know what? I don't know where I am going or even where I am right now in terms of my career, in terms of my getting my life together, whatever you want to call it, and figuring out my place in society. You know, where do I fit in, right? Where's my group of people? Where's my, what, I don't like my job. And there's all these things, right, that are sort of you're trying to mesh together. You might be trying to build a family, or you're trying to figure all these things out. Being lost is okay. That's okay. It's actually good, because being lost is a precursor to living intentional living. Until you raise your hand and say, you know what? I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Until you can do that, that's a precursor to like where you can begin to look around, which means you're asking the right questions. It means you're putting yourself in a position of inquiry for where am I headed? You know, the problem comes in when you feel guilt and shame around that block, around that feeling lost. As soon as you start feeling guilty and shame, that's when the creative juices stop flowing. That's when you get depressed. That's when you start to get anxious, because you feel like what you're going through is wrong and that's not true. So what you need to begin to incorporate into that is a feeling of acceptance and then genuine curiosity and asking the right questions. A shit ton of courage and risk taking to like, all right, explore. What do I like? What do I want to do? Not being afraid to mess up and fail and trying different things in life. That's going to allow you to develop the experiences to reflect on, to change your worldview, and then make good decisions that you can set yourself up for not only a great life, but a great present moment where your mind is in a in a healthy state to process the world around you. So again, the problem becomes when you feel guilt and shame around being lost. Being lost is not the problem. Being lost is a good thing. It's a sign that you're headed in. It's a precursor to intentional and passionate living. That's really all I wanted to talk about for this episode, guys. Like I said, I'm pretty. It's getting late, so I'm gonna keep it short. But yeah, if you guys liked, please go on Apple iTunes and give me a 5-star rating if you enjoy. Like and subscribe, and I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you. Da 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 da.